And thereafter, Ram returned to Ayodhya, but found his life barren without beloved Sita. Ram continued to rule over the kingdom strictly according to religious principles. Thus the rain showered forth regularly, crops were abundant, and signs of prosperity were to be seen everywhere. Then, after the passage of many years, Kaushalya passed away, then Sumitra, and then Kaikeyi, so that they all became reunited with Maharaj Dasharath in the transcendental realm. And sometime thereafter, the king of Kekai, Yudhajit, came to see Lord Ram at Ayodhya, requesting him to conquer the Gandharva king who resided north of the river Indus. Ram immediately appointed Bharata's two sons, Taksha and Pushkala, as rulers of the Gandharva kingdom. Bharata then proceeded with a large army and established Taksha in Takshashila and Pushkala in Pushkalavati. Finally, after 5 years passed, Bharata returned to Ayodhya. Ram then made Lakshman's two sons, Angada and Chandraketu, the rulers of Karupata, after bringing that territory under subjugation. Lakshman had accompanied his two sons and returned to Ayodhya after an absence of 1 year. Since the closing of Lord Ram's earthly pastimes was close at hand, Time Personified came to Ayodhya one day in the guise of a wandering ascetic. After arriving at the palace gate, Time Personified announced to Lakshman, "I am a messenger from Lord Brahma, and since I have come on a very important mission, I desire to see Lord Ram at once." So when Time Personified, in the form of a dazzling effulgent rishi, entered the palace, Ram respectfully seated him upon a golden throne. "O Holy One, what is the nature of your visit? Is there some message you have come to deliver?" "O your Lordship, if you honor the wishes of Lord Brahma, then our meeting must be held in private, for the words of Lord Brahma are not meant for others. Indeed, let it be known for certain that anyone who overhears our conversation will soon meet with death. O Ram, you must promise that if anyone comes and interrupts our meeting, then you will unhesitatingly give up all connections with that person." "Then let it be so. Lakshman, dismiss the doorman. I want you to personally guard the entrance, for this meeting must strictly be private." Thereafter, when the two were sitting alone, Death, in the form of a messenger, said these words, "In a previous birth, I was a son of Lord Brahma, but now I am appearing as all-devouring eternal time, Kala. O King, the universal grandsire speaks unto you the following words. O Lord Ram, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, I offer my obeisances unto you. After the dissolution of the universe, you sleep in the waters of devastation in the form of Gabhodakashai Vishnu. Then, when there is need of recreating the universe as it was before, I, Lord Brahma, take birth from the effulgent lotus which grows from your navel. And after my birth, I am entrusted with the creation of the three worlds. In turn, I requested you to assume the form of Kshirodakashai Vishnu in order to become the maintainer of the universe. And ever since that time, you have appeared in many transcendental forms whenever there is a need to relieve the burden of the world. Now, you have appeared to kill Ravana and ruled over the earth for 11,000 years. O Lord, since this allotted time is now concluded, you need no longer remain within this material world. And if you so desire, you may once again ascend to heaven to resume your rule over the demigods. O all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the source of my strength, and you are the source of my very existence. So let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. After listening to Kala, Ram smiled and replied, "Yes, you have spoken truthfully. Let there be all good fortune for you. You may now go and tell Lord Brahma that because I have fulfilled the purpose of the demigods, I will very soon return to my own transcendental abode." And as Ram and the messenger were conversing, it so happened that Durvasa Muni arrived at the royal palace. When Lakshman went to receive him, the Rishi insisted, "I am here on a most urgent business. I must see Lord Ram at once." "No, I am sorry. Ram has given me strict orders that he shall not be interrupted under any circumstance. O foremost of Rishis, please be patient and wait for just a short while." But Durvasa lost his temper, and with fiery eyes, he screamed, "Go and announce my presence at once! If you are so foolish to disobey me, then I shall curse Ram, Bharata, yourself, the entire Ikshvaku dynasty, and the entire Kosala kingdom. Hurry, for my patience wears thin." Lakshman knew that to interrupt Ram's conversation with Kala would only bring about his own death. However, thinking of Durvasa's curse, Lakshman concluded, "Well, it is better if I suffer alone rather than cause everyone else's ruination." And so, Lakshman then entered the room, and being informed of Durvasa's arrival, Ram took leave of Kala and hurriedly went out to meet the Rishi. And as he stood before Durvasa Muni with folded hands, Ram inquired, "O foremost of ascetic Brahmanas, what can I do to please you?" "O righteous king, I have just now completed a fast which lasted 1,000 years. So what can you give me to eat?" Thereafter, Ram provided Durvasa with a sumptuous feast, and the Rishi was highly gratified.